Jesus Christ continues to introduce himself to us. Last week, he presented to us the picture of the good shepherd, showing us how he leads his flock. His flock listen to him and follow him. Today, he presents this other thing. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And this is in answer to the reaction of Thomas after telling us that he is going to prepare a place. And then he said, where he is going, you know the way. Thomas reacted, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? That question then is more of a where than a how. It's more of the destination than how do I get there? We don't know the destination. My dear friends in Christ, every one of us has a destination. For us Christians, we have our own destination. In a situation where you do not know your destination, it is always difficult to get there. Even in the regular, in secular life. Before you can set out to somewhere, you have to know where you are going. Even if you have never been there, thank God there is this GPS. Once you key in the address, it will take you right there. And so Jesus tells us today that he is a spiritual GPS. The way, the truth, and the life. In the case of the GPS, all you need to do is to follow the instructions. Once it tells you at 100 meters, you turn right. At 1 mile, you turn left. Once you follow that, you will arrive at your destination safely. So the important thing here is to have a goal, to have a destination. We all Christians, we have our own destination. And then another thing is, how do we react to the directions of the spiritual GPS leading us to this destination? And of course, what is this destination? The book of Hebrews tells us we are citizens of heaven. And our Lord Jesus Christ in this story tells us he's preparing a place for us. He's leading us to where there is a big mansion with several houses, several rooms. And so if, as Christians, we want to be there, all we need to do is to follow his directions, to listen to him, to follow him. Then we'll arrive there. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And again, he reveals to us that he and the Father are one. When Philip said, show us the Father, because he is leading us to the Father. Show us the Father, and that will satisfy us. As a matter of fact, it's kind of saying what Augustine says. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, Lord. And so Philip was asking, show us the Father. And the Lord Jesus asked a question that each one of us will hear him ask. A question that he will keep on asking us. Have I been with you all this time and still you do not know me, Philip? My dear friends in Christ, the Lord Jesus has been with us. The Lord Jesus has given us himself in the Eucharist, and we keep on receiving him daily. Our actions as Christians, the life we live, does it portray the fact that we know him, we know the Father? And so when the Lord at that point will ask you, have I been with you all this time and still you still act this way? Because in the case of Philip, it was a question. Show us the Father and this will satisfy us. But in our own cases, it will be our action. Because when we do something that is contrary to the will of the Father, the Lord will ask us, have I been with you all this time? And still you don't know me? You don't know what I would have done in this case? And so when we meet some problems, when we meet some difficulties, or when we meet some challenges, if Christ were to be there, how would he react? And if we react contrary to that, he will ask you, have I been with you all this time? Have you been receiving me all this time, and yet you don't know how to act in this case? Remember, I am the way. I'm leading you. I am the truth. I am the life. And so, my dear friends in Christ, what the Lord Jesus is teaching us today, he's telling us today, simply follow the instructions. You remember last week he said that the flock listened to him. And he said, I call them by name, which teach us a very important thing, because name in the old Jewish biblical time was very important. To know somebody's name means to know the person, his character, and everything. And when you remember when in the case of when Moses asked God, what is your name? So that I'll tell the people, God tell him something, I am that I am, in the book of Exodus. And so, when God himself created everything and told Adam, give the names to this, it means exercise control. But then to call somebody by name shows a kind of intimacy. You know this person very well. So when the Lord said last week that he calls you by name and you follow, that means you have to, because he knows you. He knows everything about you. So today he tells us that he is the one leading. If you stop by and start doing some other thing, you hear that question, have I been with you all this time, and yet you don't know what to do, and yet you don't know me, and yet you don't know how to follow? So, my dear friends in Christ, the destination is one thing, and how to go there is another. And if only you listen to the voice directing you, surely you will arrive there. And that is where we are all heading, where there is a mansion with many rooms, where he wants us to be. And that was the prayer he prayed to the Father, that all you have given to me will be with me. And to be with him, then, you have to listen to him. You have to follow his instruction, and then he will lead you. And how does he do this? The teachings of the church. So once you are able to listen to him through the teachings of the church, through the homilies, through the scriptures, then surely you will arrive where he wants you to be. And that is where our goal is. That is where our destination is. We pray and ask God to help us to always listen to that voice leading us. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.